I'm delighted to say we are joined on the line by Patrick Murphy, who is from West Cork, obviously very well known for his as an activist and an advocate for fishermen with the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation. But he's also the AIM2 candidate who's standing in the European elections in Ireland South. Good morning to you, Patrick. You contacted us and you said it's very important that people wear the Easter lily with pride to mark the 108th anniversary of the Easter Rising.
Absolutely. So we have people that stood up to foreign powers and fought to get back our sovereignty and our country. And I think it's definitely something that should be commemorated. And we had Cumann na mBan, who used the Easter lily to raise funds back then for the prisoners and to support those people who sacrificed all and gave up their lives for our freedom. So, of course, it's something that we should consider to do and wear the Easter lily as a mark of respect and pride for those who have allowed us to be the people we are today.
And what would you say to people who would struggle with some of the old connotations of the Easter lily, that if you wore or bought one, that you supported paramilitary violence and violence by Republicans, which in many instances, which in some instances led, for example, to the killing of Gardaí?
Of course, that is a concern for people that if they want to view wearing the lily in that regard. I don't. I would rather be more positive and think of the positive nature of what the lily itself represents, which is purity, rebirth, and new beginnings and hope. So, you know, we have different things and different standards all the way through history and has changed throughout history in different meanings. And I'm hoping people will see the Easter lily, a beautiful flower, as one of those. And that we can use it and for good rather than thinking of the bad. So for us in AIM2, we are a new party, a unity, equality, and right to life. And we believe that these are good things that we should all aspire to, and hoping that the Easter lily would be something that we could use to mark and commemorate those that have gone before us, that have allowed us the freedoms that we have today.
And does it still have a place, the Easter lily, in modern Ireland, particularly when we're now in a decade when constitutional Republicans are pushing for a united Ireland? Sinn Féin, for example, are very strong on the call for a border poll. And if the ultimate aim, if the ultimate goal is a united Ireland, one needs to win the support of unionists, and therefore, if you want to win the hearts and minds of unionists, do you need to then reevaluate the place of the Easter lily?
Well, that's a bigger debate now, Tressa, right? And here's the debate. We all grew up with our heritage, right? And what we knew was ours. So are we going to sacrifice what we believe in because we were afraid of offending somebody else? Like, you wouldn't be allowed to do that or go into Muslim countries and go around topless, for instance, because, you know, that would be hugely insulting to them. So it's the same thing for me, is that we're living in Ireland. The Easter lily represents what I hope people will see as a representation in our heritage, just like our fishing and our other traditional rights. And I don't think we should be apologising or losing our own heritage and what we believe in just because we're afraid we might offend somebody else. Because if you use the same thing, then you're sterilising their beliefs. Like, where does that end and where does it start? So I think people have to be more accommodating, and we have to live in the same country, in the same place, in peace. So I think everybody has to come that way. Would you not agree?
No, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, Patrick. Just in terms of the wider sense, because I suppose there's been, we're definitely going through a time of change, and who knows what constitutional changes may be coming down the line for this country, and whether there will be a border poll in the next number of years or whatever. I suppose just trying to tease out emblems, and not just the Easter lily, I just want to say, for example, how, you know, the role of the 12th of July parades, the role of loyalists or unionists, I should say, wearing the poppies. Now, not all people who wear the poppy are unionists. A lot of some families who had relatives who were in the British Army would sometimes wear the poppy as well. But I'm just saying, do we need to reevaluate the use of emblems with particular historic connotations if we are to move forward and maybe look at unity?
No, again, like you've seen in apartheid in Africa, that the way they settled and tried to move on was to acknowledge what had happened in the past and to make sure that it didn't happen again. And I think if you try and ignore that or sterilise our history and our past, I think you're giving the wrong message there. That's my own view, and as you said, you're being devil's advocate here. But I think we need to do that because, as you said, if you're going to avoid division, then you have to accept the other side's point of view or whatever symbol or whatever that, and change the view of that symbol, in my view. And that's what we're trying to do in Aintu. We're trying to make this more about what it was first envisaged, you know, purity, rebirth and real life and a new beginning. And look at it that way and rebrand the lily, you know, for something positive rather than looking at the negative connotations of this. And I think that's a good thing. And I think if we all start moving that way, you'd find an awful lot more peace. Look, I'm speaking about the war in Ukraine and the killings that's going on there. Once you're dead, you're dead. If a child dies, an innocent child, there's no justification for that being blown up or whatever else. So if we don't change society and be more accepting of others and willing to compromise and work for peace rather than look at these things as hatred, then I think that's the way we should be going, and that's what I'm advocating for the Easter Lily. That's why we should wear it. Now, remembering our history and the freedom fighters that we had in our country, because we were colonized, like, let's be honest. We had people that were taking over our country from another country, just like you say about the Russians going into Ukraine. So if we're going to back that, so why should we be fearful of a symbol that was there that we want to rebrand it and say, well, yeah, that was the old, this is the new, and this is why we're doing it. And we should all embrace it and accept it the same as you said, other parts of other cultures, because we are all living on the one planet. We're multicultural now. We're, you know, we're all different races, different religions. We have to find a way of living together. Otherwise, we're going to do what happens in Gaza and Israel. You're going to kill each other, blow each other up. Same with Russia invading Ukraine. I don't believe in that. I think that the planet is big enough and good enough for us all to live on it peacefully. And that's what I'm saying about the Easter Lily.
And briefly and finally in the time we have, what does, I think you've referred to it, but if you could sum up just once more what the Lily means to you, the Easter Lily means to you.
It's a new beginning, like, it's rebirth. That's what it was, you know, the connotations of the Lily itself. It was new life, and that's what we should be looking for. It's a, you know, and at the same time, it was a symbol in our history that also marks the sacrifices that were made by people that were really important to this country and where we are today. So I think it's a double spectrum for that. So that's what I'd be hoping. And I'm hoping people will wear it in not in the connotation that you suggested other people might be fearful of it, but look at it in positive. We have to start being more positive as a people, and I think that will then see to whether we're going to get our 32 counties and united. We are the island of Ireland. We are a united party in Aintu. We believe in unity, and I don't see anything wrong with that. And we're living together anyway. It's an imaginary border, but I think those six counties should be returned to Ireland. They're Irish.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Easter to you, Patrick. We've been speaking to Patrick Murphy, who's the candidate for Aintu for Ireland South in the upcoming European elections.